Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Baby, written by Annalise Joachims, published by Scribe Publishing in 2019. Today's book is all about escape, love, and devotion. Cynthia is a little bit obsessed with her personal trainer, Anahira. And when Anahira comes to see her, upset after breaking up with her husband, Cynthia convinces her to run away together. Cynthia cleans out her father's bank account and the two of them pack up the car and leave Auckland. Travelling along the coast, they decide to buy a boat and use all of Cynthia's father's money to buy a little boat named Baby. Their first days on Baby are blissful, spending time together swimming, reading romance novels and eating like a long summer holiday. But soon their money runs out and Anahira decides they need to get jobs. They go to the nearby town to ask around for work and Cynthia, rather than doing what she's told, hangs around the school and meets a boy. She offers to take the boy in their boat to an island he's always wanted to go to, for a fee. Reluctantly, Anahira helps to take the boy to the island, but all does not go as they'd hoped. And when they meet a strange German man on the island, Cynthia fears she's beginning to lose her grip on Anahira and their perfect new life together. Baby is probably best described as a high-lit psychological thriller, reminiscent of Patricia Highsmith's stories of obsessive friendship and love. The main character, Cynthia, is young, bored and spoiled, waiting for something to happen in her life. On the boat, she spends her time watching reality TV on her phone and eating, when not obsessing over how to make Anahira love her. She's thrown everything away for Anahira, her life in Auckland, her relationship with her father, even her dog, and yet it's still not enough. Her obsession seethes underneath, especially when the German man joins them on the boat and she begins to feel left out of the triangle. On the other hand, Anahira is strong, both physically and mentally, and mysterious. She keeps herself at a distance from Cynthia and doesn't seem to encourage Cynthia's growing devotion for her. She's practical but also protective and has secrets of her own. She's slippery and unknowable, while the social media-obsessed Cynthia is an open book. The New Zealand set Baby is definitely claustrophobic. The characters get in each other's way, jostling around each other to make room in the small space below deck. It's a book about food and bodies and the grotesque, urine, vomit and crumbs. The sense of dread increases as it becomes obvious that their time on the boat can't last forever. And as each day passes, the interaction between Cynthia, Anahira and the German man becomes more and more tense as the reader waits for the breaking point. So if you like strange friendships, boats, beautiful islands, obsessions and jam sandwiches, you might like Baby by Annalise Joachims. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.